Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I just realized something just in a whole last segment, Joe. Johnny and Dundalk wasn't the first guy Jeremy got wrong.
Hold on.
He got Vanilla Ice wrong.
I didn't get Johnny wrong.
Yeah, he did.
No.
You thought he was black.
I didn't. Yeah, I said I wasn't sure.
Okay.
But I felt.
But yet you thought a guy named Vanilla was black. Vanilla.
What if Johnny.
Literally the whitest name.
What if Johnny is Rob Van Winkle? He is Vanilla Ice. What if that was the case?
Oh. Jeremy thought MC Hammer was a hammer.
No, he had a hammer. I saw that thing. Pumps in a bump. Good God, man. Shaking that thing around. It's just like, put that thing away. There's kids out here trying to swim.
Why?
You saw that.
No,
that's not how he got the name.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, I thought that's how he got his nickname. No,
well, you gotta make it awkward.
Hold on,
Hank Aaron's so upset that you ruined that.
First off,
well, I gotta make it awkward.
Why are you looking at me asking me how why am I gonna make it awkward? You know, I love this. I love the fact that I'm getting awkward stares here and everybody's a little uncomfortable.
Hey, man. The NFL is moving its Pro Bowl festivities to Super Bowl week beginning this February, according to Yahoo Sports. Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the change Wednesday at the league's annual fall owners meeting. We spent a lot of time in evolving our Pro Bowl, talking about how to make our Pro Bowl more attractive, both for our players participating, but also our fans. So they're going to move it to the Tuesday before the Super Bowl at a Moscone Center in San Francisco. You know, I was watching highlights last week. And what's Taylor?
Swift?
No. Last name Taylor.
Jonathan? Jermaine?
Used to play for the Redskins.
Taylor.
You got to die. Isn't last name
Taylor? Sean Taylor.
Oh, Sean Taylor.
Sean Taylor. Yeah. Sean Taylor blew someone up on the sidelines of the Pro Bowl.
It was a punter.
Blew his ass up.
He destroyed the punter in the game.
That's how you make the Pro Bowl interesting again. Yeah. You play football.
But they can't. They can't have him get hurt in a meaningless game.
So get rid of it. Nobody's watching this.
I don't care what you do with this. And again, I don't know you have to get.
It's still going to be flag football, by the way.
It is. I don't know that you have to get rid of it. It's not for everyone. And again, I'm one that sits here and says, you know, people that don't like, I don't like all these bowl games. Don't watch them. It's fine. But there's still, I mean, how many people watch the Pro Bowl?
Okay, amongst the three of us, who watches the Pro Bowl?
If it's on in a bar and I'm there, I'll take a peek at it. I'm not even flipping the channel on when it's on. If I'm home, I would rather watch a TV show or a movie that I've seen 10 times before.
Same here.
Than watch the Pro Bowl. I'm sorry.
I think networks prove that point. I think they play the worst movies during the Pro Bowl knowing that you're going to watch them instead of the Pro Bowl.
I like the challenges.
But I mean, that's what you could do. You could set it up as quarterback. Like, people used to love the old quarterback challenges. Leading up to
it. Yeah, they got the like, there's the quarterback challenge where they have, like, the moving targets, everything like that. I watched that.
But the problem is now, because it's the Pro Bowl and how they do it. Remember when they said, hey, you used to get a trip for you and your family to Hawaii? And now they're like, guess what? We're in Orlando. And they're like, no. Why do you think this guy want any of these players want to go down to Orlando? When they could go anywhere they want in the offseason. They want to be in Orlando doing this stuff. So the guys always say no, and then we get Tyler Huntley, Pro Bowl MVP. You know how ridiculous that is?
Yeah.
No, and this isn't like...
Yeah, I do.
It's like everyone else said no. It's not a knock on Tyler Huntley. It's the fact that you had all these quarterbacks. He played a portion of that season.
No, it's a knock on Tyler Huntley.
It's not. He went there and he played well and he won the award. What I'm saying is the fact that he was in that game just shows you that the players don't care about it. None of them.
Wow, dude. I'm looking at... I thought Dylan Gabriel, somebody told me, was having a pretty decent start to his career.
No, he's just not getting graded on a curve.
He's ranked 31st in pass. Man, he's having a
There's no... Well, first of all, let me say this. He was in a game that had one of the most ridiculous amounts of wind. Nobody was throwing the football downfield. And then they ran the football with Judkins. So his numbers are going to be down in that game. Had the game in London and then got embarrassed in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, he picked up his first win, but he really hasn't done anything.
Well, he might start in the Pro Bowl. Joe, you think moving the Pro Bowl to the Super Bowl site, same week of the Super Bowl, helps it out any?
I thought about this yesterday. What if you just gave the people who were attending the Super Bowl an option to go for free? Yeah. So then you'd actually have people there. If you bought Super Bowl tickets and you were already in the city, I would go if it was free.
Yeah, you just open the gates and say, come in and sit wherever you want?
It's not bad.
I mean...
It's not bad. I wonder if they pick up more viewers, though. People being there is important. Viewership, you know, it's just not very good.
I'd rather watch these guys sing karaoke than play in a meaningless football game.
Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, what's wrong with your voice?
Oh, I had to cough.
Man, clear your voice before you start talking.
He just got done at Wendy's and 7-Eleven.
Yeah, man, what's wrong with you?
Speaking of voices, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm dead serious as far as, you know... But I thought when I first heard Rob, I thought he was like an Italian white guy, like a mafioso type, you know, with the gravelly voice. I had no idea.
This is what I'm saying.
I might, black guy that,
hey, Mike, I might be a mobbed up black dude.
Hey, it's a Mario.
Frank Lucas was mobbed up black dude.
And I said, "Dad, Rob is a black guy that looks like Seal without the scars." I had no idea, man.
Seal gets more than a pack of panties, so I'm all right with that.
Oh yeah, man.
That's Rob and Bumpy Johnson over here.
But look, I don't think y'all think can do anything with this turkey that's called the Pro Bowl. I mean, moving it to the same city, giving away free tickets, doing it. It's just one of those things that just ain't gonna. It's people don't want to see Pro Bowl, basically. They want to see.
Did you like it when they actually played football?
I watched them.
Kind of, but.
I'm not talking about this shadow play football. I'm talking about, like, really when Sean Taylor was laying people out.
I liked it.
Me too.
But I was always worried about, like you said, when Sean Taylor lit up the guy. I was always worried about one of our players getting hurt. Doing that, but
they were letting kids come out and call plays during the game. Like they were doing all. Hey, guess who sent this play in? It's the annexation of Puerto Rico. Great, you saw the little Giants, and now we're running this dumbass. Like it turned into that. Remember, there was no blitzing. You just stand up. These guys didn't want to be there. And again, like for people saying, I've said it. You don't have to watch, and I don't because it's just not a good brand.
Jeremy, I think the players stop wanting to be there when you start overprotecting them. I bet if you say let's play football again, you know what football players want to do? Play football. Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, man. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, they put some cameras in there, and that just blew my mind, man. because Jeremy, you do look like Tim Allen for
man,
real.
Come on, I ain't trying to deal with this today. Some lady in the hallway yesterday. There was a lady said, "I love your beard," and I said, "Yeah, I look like Tim Allen and Santa Claus." And she starts laughing her ass off. I'm like, "Cosigned right there."
Hey, don't worry about it. You look like a spaceship driver, just like me. Hey, but I want to give y'all show props, man. Because, for example, both of you guys have said we're not hardball guys, but you are not overly critical of them. You're not overly critical of, you know, with that fake rage and everything. You guys present, hey, the Orioles right now, we not doing good. Ravens, we're not doing good. But you're not, oh, this person, they stink. They this. And I respect that for you, you know, because when I talk to y'all and I listen to your show, I feel like, hey, I could sit down at a bar with these guys, not Rob, because you too expensive.
Bougie-ass Rob.
Damn, Kevin. Down. So you just because you threw Jeremy under the bus don't mean you got to throw me. You ain't got to take turns.
Hold on, he didn't throw me under the bus. He just said something that was true. It just didn't make me feel all that great.
He said something true about me, too.
Hey, I'm equal opportunity, Rob. Hey, I met you. You came in when I was working. You were doing sponsorship at the other spot. And you came down to where I work because I think I talked to you when I was coaching at Lewis. And you were like, I went to Norton. But I appreciate the call. But anyway, man. I respect how y'all do y'all show, man.
I appreciate and, that. We both appreciate that.
We disappointed, but I'm fair. I appreciate it. Have a good one, man.
You too, Kevin.
I think it's part of it. Like, I try not to be like anyone. You could be having a bad day and get over animated about something, and someone could hear it a certain way. How many times do people hear something and call and say, "You said this," or like, "I didn't say that. He said that. What are you talking about?"
But I think it's important. Let me relate this to Kevin and everybody else. That's because you're dealing with three people, and when Ed's here, who've all been unjustly criticized, who've all been judged unfairly at some point of our lives. So I think we're all sensitive about that.
See, like I feel like I'm being judged unfairly because I thought Vanilla Ice was a black
rapper. That's not unfairly. That is like ludicrous.
But I was also like,
do you think Ludacris is white?
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.